Let your mind imagine all the colour and beauty of a sunset. Think of the healing work of Jesus. Recall mental pictures of him healing the leper, the lame man, the crippled, and so on. These are only suggestions, but they indicate the way to free the physical mind from the prosaic things of everyday life and give the spirit mind the opportunity to become ascendant. After a while, let your thoughts turn to yourself to enable you to cope with whatever need you are faced with. Never lose faith in the power of spirit to heal, no matter what the trouble may be. If healers lost faith because the doctors said something is incurable, we should not see the wonderful results that everyone will testify to. Let your mind dwell on any trouble you are suffering from, looking for this too to be taken away. Simply look for it to be overcome. One realizes that within the limitations of the law, one may not expect to see the immediate and total disappearance of all the symptoms, though this has been recorded on a number of occasions. The doctors call this spontaneous healing, which is simply a medical term for spirit healing. Visualize yourself as you wish to be, free from disease, and with a song in your heart. When you become conscious of the awareness of being mentally different from your normal self, you can let your thoughts dwell on someone you know who is unhappy or sick. So you send out a thought to someone in spirit who is listening in to you, that aid from spirit may reach him or her to give healing according to the need. If it is a case of mental stress, one looks for the outlook to be calmed, cultivating a better sense of perspective and establishing the right relationship with life. If the trouble is physical, then the directive is for the pain to be soothed away with easier bodily functioning to overcome the trouble. In this way, you may be beginning to play a part in seeking the aid of spirit, not only to help you, but to help your friends too. This form of meditation on peaceful things and healing purposes will bring ascending thoughts with feelings of love and compassion for those who are unhappy through illness. Your spirit mind will be in the ascendant and so establish the condition in which attunement between yourself and a spirit becomes a reality. Do not stress the situation by fervently and emotionally imploring God or the spirit guide to heal you or your friend. This is the worst thing to do, for it stresses the mind, creates confusion, and will end the attunement. Do not dwell upon the situation too long, for this will only be occupying your mind with your own thoughts, and again hamper the attunement. The purpose of meditation is simply to give upliftment to the spiritual nature and to provide an opportunity for the spirit doctors to give right influencing to the outlook, taking away fears of disease and to instill in the consciousness the will to be well. What is of importance is for the stimulation to be directed through the patient's bodily intelligence for healing processes to be activated to cleanse the body of the cause and symptoms of trouble. Do not try to do too much at first or prolong each situation. After you have sought help for yourself and your friends, you should let the mind continue its relaxation. You may, if you wish, hum a favorite hymn and give prayerful thanks to God for the help which has been received, and for your friends too, and so lead the mind back to the return of normal activity. If one is receptive to music, one can employ this either as a prelude to meditation or to conclude it. Indeed, there is no reason why music that one is in sympathy with should not be played softly all the time. There is no set time for how long a sitting should continue. At first, the minutes may seem long, but as you continue, the time so spent will become a real pleasure and be happily anticipated. Lastly, do not impose upon yourself any penances such as fasting, sitting with bare feet, periods of silence, etc. You should just be natural, with a body comfortable, to help relaxation come in a simple and easy way. As the meditations become part of your daily life, you will find they are not abstract and meaningless, but positive. They can be dynamic and become the inspiration for happier days in the future. Meditation is not a dull, sleepy affair. It teaches a vital lesson of the utmost importance. Your meditations will arouse a consciousness of the difference between your inner spirit self and your normal self. With this, you are becoming aware of an inner strength with a more contented and happier outlook. As this continues, you will be feeling more positive. Your fears will be calmed away. Negative attitudes will go as you create a stronger image of yourself, providing a more purposeful approach to life to give a new look for the future. As you follow the advice already given, so you begin to establish your attunement with spirit, and so make it easier for you to receive healing from spirit, with the objective of clearing away the disease and its symptoms. Time may be needed to rebuild bodily strength, to restore wastage, and so on. So please look forward to all the good which can be given. By this time, you should have an awareness, no matter how gentle, of a difference of understanding within yourself between the ordinary things of life and your inner self. It may well be that you are becoming conscious of an inner strength and a more contented outlook. The condition of daydreaming attunement comes naturally and freely, and as you continue your daily meditation, you should be able to cooperate with a general healing purpose, not only for yourself, but for others too. You will, of course, very gently and without any emotional stress, look for the healing to come to you, as the spirit doctors do all that is within their power, under the healing laws, to break down and take away your trouble. You will be able to perceive and accept the great truth that for the simple reason you are able to receive this healing from spirit, you must be in harmony with spirit. This is further proved by the reality that states of medical incurability have been healed through absent healing, which is, of course, spirit healing. So it is helping you. And in your meditative attunement, you are reaching out to establish a state of a oneness with spirit. Thus, you will prove to yourself that you, and indeed the whole of the human family, are akin to spirit in this life now, with a more real life ahead of you, when in the fullness of time, you enter into your spirit life. Even if you do not at present reach the state of attunement when you first hear these words, do not fail to continue your meditations. Some people are able to attune to spirit in a short time, while others will need longer to attain that state of relaxation on which progress depends. Whatever happens, this meditation can only be to your advantage. It is of good purpose, and without any doubt, it will give you inner strength to meet whatever need you have to face. If we imagine ourselves well and have the genuine wish to become well, we stand a chance of achieving well-being. When we are relaxed and think upon our problems, they often lose their emotional nature. We see a way to cope with them, and we gain insight about ourselves as we are and our responsibilities. Your meditation is only one aspect of spirit healing. It assists you to be cooperative with our unseen spirit doctors who are directing to you corrective energies to maintain your strength and resistance and disperse any ill condition. For example, healing energies of quite a different character are needed to disperse the tumor as compared with the necessity to speed up the supply of red blood cells as with leukemia. Absent healing intercession is the primary effort. Your meditation and more positive outlook, with freedom from fear and depression, having the will to aid the effort of our spirit doctors, is the best way to bring about all possible betterment. It may be of help to you to hear the sanctuary prayer. Heavenly Father, I surrender myself to the good influencing of thy healing ministers in spirit, that through thy divine healing power, the disharmonies within me might be overcome and the stresses of mind and body be eased and lessened day by day. Help me to adopt a more positive and helpful way of thought, bringing me into closer harmony with those around me and with the divine healing purpose. And for those who are sick or in the darkness of despair, who do not know of the help that can reach them from spirit, I pray that awareness will come to them soon, that they too might experience the upliftment of spirit that can lead us all through harmony towards true health. May God bless you.